Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Allen back to throw. Can he run it and keep it himself to the 40? Jumped over a man at the 45, and he gets the first down.
Howard Simon.
Cake vodka. It's not cupcake vodka. How many times do I have to tell you? It's cake vodka, not cupcake.
Jeremy White.
I haven't put on deodorant in about 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The heck with Sean McDermott. I forgot the big news. Cake Vodka is back on the shelves.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot to bring that up on the show.
We'll have to have a discussion, a heated discussion about that with Jeremy when he comes back tomorrow.
I got to tell you, I was so happy. I went out quickly. We had a big party over the weekend. We had a Christmas in July party. And one of our neighbors was making a drink where you just kind of throw a little bit of everything in. Three parts of rum, a little vodka, a little peach schnapps. So they needed me to get peach schnapps. So I went out to the liquor store. I go get peach schnapps. I'm like, hey, while I'm here, let me check and see if maybe, you know, they stopped making Cake Vodka, the company that made it. Sounds like Schminickel. Anyway, they had stopped making it, so I literally bought, a couple years ago, the last case of Cake Vodka that this one liquor store had, because they told me they're not going to make it anymore. I got one bottle left. I've been nursing this stuff. I got one bottle left, so I go get the peach schnapps. While I'm here, let me go take vodka. Cake Vodka's back! From Schminickel! Yes! Okay, I know. I know you're laughing at home. These are the things that bring joy to my life.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Brandon Bean. All right, we'll get you caught up. We've got maybe 4 or 5 minutes if things go on time with Sean McDermott. We're going to bring that to you. Don't worry, you won't miss anything. I will shut up when Brayton tells me to shut up. And we'll take the press conference live from Sean McDermott.
Real quickly here, yes, Adam Schefter is reporting that Lamar Jackson isn't practicing for the Ravens today in a COVID-related case that the league is still trying to process.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You wouldn't be surprised that Brandon Bean, before the Q&A, did mention a couple of guys are in COVID protocols. Again, if you go to NFL.com, if you go to ProFootballTalk.com, if you scroll through NFL stories these last couple days, you're going to find a lot of stuff about COVID. You're going to find a handful of teams that already have players testing positive, players going through tracing, COVID protocols, all that stuff. It is. It's the world we live in. And the Bills are, of course, no exception to the rule. So, you're going to see more of that today, because for many teams today is the first practice of camp. So it is probably the first time a GM and or coach are talking to their respective media groups, and that's when you get who's on NFI, who's on the PUP list, who's in COVID protocol. So we're probably going to see more stories about that today. Quickly on Josh Allen. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. If you just joined us, Jerry Hughes not practicing. He's on the non-football injury list. Brandon Bean said it's nothing major. There was a calf strain when he was training, and so he did not pass his physical. The COVID protocols, not necessarily COVID positives, but in COVID protocols, Ike Butker and Deion Dawkins, they will not practice today. Brandon Bean did not say whether or not they both had received vaccinations, but they are in COVID protocols. One was symptomatic, one is not symptomatic. The Bills, Brandon Bean said, the Bills are a little bit over 80% in terms of players on the roster who have had at least one shot. It is not mandatory. Bean said it's a personal decision. The Bills will not force this on any of their players. And he was confident that it will not be a divisive issue in the locker room. What else? Coaches have all been vaccinated. On Josh Allen, quickly. Nothing really new. You know, I knew, of course, you knew that one of the things that Brandon Bean, one of the questions he was going to get was about the Josh Allen contract situation. It's interesting. When you started to say Lamar Jackson, I thought we're going to have breaking news that Lamar Jackson just signed his contract extension, because I think that ties into what's going on with Josh Allen. Bean said he wouldn't really get into discussions. Josh is in a great headspace. He's ready to roll. We're fine. If it doesn't get done this season, we would pick it up in the offseason. He was asked as a follow-up, is there any momentum in talks? And he said he doesn't think there's any, but essentially that doesn't mean they wouldn't necessarily be able to get a deal done. I still think it's going to get done before the season. I do. I think it would be best. I don't think it would crush the season if it's over Josh's head or Bean's head. I mean, if he goes in and he doesn't have the extension, he'll still have a hell of a year. They'll be fine. I don't think it's going to impact in any negative sense the performance of the quarterback. But if it was up to me, and if I were Bean, again, the agent and Josh have to sign up on the deal too. It's not just Brandon Bean saying, here, take this. It's got to work for both sides. I think both sides would like to get it out of the way. If I'm Josh Allen, I'd like to get the contract done and I don't have to worry about it. I can go into the season, clear mind, just focus on the games and not have this in the back of my head. And I think same thing with Bean. Get it done, get it out of the way. I don't think they're in a rush to get Tremaine Edmonds done. They picked up the fifth-year option on him. I think they'd like to get Allen done, complete, cost certainty, cap certainty, boom, boom, move on. The question is, I think there are two questions, really. If it doesn't get done by the beginning of the season, is that it? Will they continue to talk? Sometimes teams or sometimes players in a contract situation will say, once the season begins, we're done. I don't want to hear about it. Don't want to know about it. Don't want my agent talking about it. It's done. It's football. We'll deal with this after the season's over. So would that be happening here if it's not done by opening day? Two, what's the agent thinking here? Is it possible, you know, do the Bills and the agent, I don't want to say set the market, but they get the first contract done out of the three, him, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Is it possible Josh's agent is waiting to see what Lamar Jackson gets? Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, doesn't have an agent. He is negotiating his contract himself. Well, he and his mom are negotiating the contract with the Ravens. So maybe Josh's agent is waiting to see, look, Allen's going to get more than Mayfield. We know that. I'm not sure who gets more between Allen and Lamar Jackson, and I don't think it would be a big gap anyway. But it's possible Allen's agent, he could want to strike first and say, here's what my guy is getting. Odds are he's going to be somewhere between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, I would assume, in average annual value. Or perhaps the agent wants to see, and let me see what Lamar gets. What the Ravens give Lamar, maybe the agent will shoot for something more than that with the Bills. So I'm not worried. As I said, I think, and it will get done at some point. I believe in what Brandon Bean said, whether it's now or in the offseason, it'll get done. Back to Orchard Park, here's Sean McDermott.
Before I get started, just wanted to take a minute to express our deepest sympathies and condolences to the Knapp family and the Jets organization on the loss of Greg Knapp. Tragic situation. Great reminder for all of us to count every day and be grateful for what we've got. And I'm grateful to be out here with you at training camp. And I want to also mention on a lighter note, Vic Carucci. Where is Vic? And I thought I saw him. Congratulations. Job well done. Great career. We'll miss you. Appreciate your passion for this great sport of football. And I wish you all the best. So hopefully we can stay in touch and see you around from time to time. Yeah. All right, so we'll open it up to questions from here. And let's have a great camp together here. Appreciate all the stories you write about our players out in the community in particular and all the good we're doing in our business and in other areas of our business here. So time's yours.
Sean, I'm going to start with the COVID issue, of course. And I asked Brandon, I asked you. Got a couple guys that are really passionate about not getting the vaccine. As far as a culture process deal, it's very important to you, Sean. How is this playing in the locker room?
Yeah, you know, everyone has their position on it. And I think when you come from a position of, or you take the approach of respect, respecting people's positions, trying to gain as much understanding as you can, I think those are two great approaches to situations like the vaccination situation you're talking about there.
How have you seen players kind of respond to Cole in particular? He was kind of the most outspoken, and you know, there's a lot of worry about, oh, how's this going to play in the locker room? How has it been just being around him, you know, here in the first couple of days?
Yeah, again, we've met now for a little over a day, right? So a lot of meetings. Looking forward to getting back on the field, and I think that's the mindset of the team right now, is looking forward to getting back on the field and getting themselves into a good, healthy routine and getting themselves focused on why we're here, and that's to play football and win games and be the best we can be.
Hey, Sean, I follow up kind of the same question I asked Brandon. We had talked to you during the OTA or whatever. You'd expressed concern on the issue and the potential impact beyond just individual health, right, on preparations and that sort of thing. Brandon just said it's roughly 80% of players now have had at least one shot. What's your take on that and maybe how far along that process is, and what impact do you think it'll have as you really begin preparing?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest challenges this year, I mean, we have obviously the landscape has changed for all of us in some way, shape, or form when COVID came on the scene last year. The protocols are different slightly this year. The landscape is a little bit different this year because of the two sets of protocols, if you will, vaccinated and unvaccinated. So that creates a little bit heavier of a lift. And so it's important that we use that as an opportunity for us to come together as a team, as opposed to allow that to divide us and be divisive. So as I said, we're moving in the right direction. I'm looking forward to getting back out on the field and doing what we do and why we're here, the reason why we're here. And we've made progress, as you, I think, you know, the 80% or 81%, whatever it's up to now, we are making progress. And so I keep coming back to those same words I shared earlier with Sal of work to gain understanding, right? Work to gain understanding in a lot of areas, and then also come back to respect, respecting people's positions.
All right, do you view Cole's strong and vocal stance a distraction?
I'm coming back to the same thing I just shared with you. It's people are passionate about a lot of things these days, it seems, right? So I respect that, and I want to try and gain as much understanding as I can, being a teammate, and I expect his teammates to do that based on his passion in this situation. So, but that's, we're here to play football. We're here to get our minds focused. I'm anxious to get us out here today and get into a good, healthy routine. As you guys have seen, our schedule is, for the most part, Matt Warswick did a great job, for the most part, of putting it every day is about the same. So we're getting into Groundhog Day here and week after week of training camp. And you can hear those crickets or cicadas, whatever those things are. That reminds me of training camp, right, this time of year. So it's what we do.
Last year, you and many teams opted, because of the protocols, to have a third quarterback or a quarterback operate separately. Is that going to happen as of right now?
As of right now, no.
Sean, you talked about the schedule. Preseason just a couple of weeks, but only 3 games this year. There were none last year. I know you have a plan for everything, but does that alter your routine a lot of how you have to approach, like, from now until the regular season, only having 3 preseason games for evaluation?
Yeah, well, I think we learned some things last year by not having any, a year ago. We learned that we can get creative. We can manage that on our own a little bit. And so now not having 4, in this case having 3, it creates a little bit of, another think tank, if you will, of brainstorm about how do we want to handle it in order to become the best team we can become through 3 games, and also to have a good grasp on our roster through 3 games, and I think that'll be key.
Coach, what's the plan for Zach Moss and Cody Ford? Are they just full green light, jump in head first, all systems go, or are they going to get eased into it, brought along slowly, with counts monitored?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a number of injuries, rehab situations through the offseason. I can't give enough credit to our training staff, our sports science staff, and our strength and conditioning staff. They've done a phenomenal job, along with those players you mentioned and many others, to get themselves back. It's been a long road for some of those guys. Cody, you mentioned, Zach in particular, those two. And they've stuck with it. And it's good to see them now in a position where they can get out here today. Will they be full go? It would be irresponsible for them to be full go at this point, but they do have a green light, and we're going to manage them to get them built up in a proper fashion.
Sean, you've talked about expectations and then starting over each year. Do you have an overriding message for the team? You've had them before where you've talked about playoff caliber and whatever that message is, relating to the fact that you were a game from the Super Bowl last year and how that impacts this season.
Yeah, I mean it's really similar to what we've done. Every year is different. Every team is different, but you got to start at square one every year. You got to start over, and you got to mindset wise be as humble and hungry as you can be. And I've found over the years that humble and hungry approach goes a long ways inside the building and outside the building and just in life in general. So that's what we subscribe to, and that's what I expect to see from our team.
Coach Josh, Ken Dorsey got the added title of passing game coordinator. Can you explain exactly what that means and what went into that?
Yeah, Ken has shown over the course of his career overall, as we've worked together in Carolina, my time being around him, that he's earned that title. And so he adds a lot to our offense. Again, he puts in a lot of time, and he's got a great relationship with Coach Dable and our quarterbacks in particular.
Sean, one last, you kind of touched on a little bit with Sal, but one last preseason game, one extra regular season game. Have you really started to dive in how you're going to handle workload stuff with guys, just because that's a completely different combination of games?
Yeah, you know, we're still working through that. That'll be an ongoing process, and those conversations will continue to take place, Josh, because of the newness of the situation, for lack of a better way of saying it there. So that's where I rely on our sports science department, our trainers, our strength and conditioning coaches, the feedback from the players. I've spent some time in the off season thinking about it over the summer and trying to find the best plan at this point, at least, for what our approach will be going into the preseason and then the season, like you said.
So it sounds like you've spent quite a bit of time then. Not surprising, I guess, digging into that.
Yeah, and listen, There's no one right way or wrong way. I think it's just this is going to be new for everyone, so you got to work at it.
Sean, I know you said every year is different and you have to kind of start over, but how have some of the initial conversations with the entire team been different in year five with so many guys back and so many players who've been around you for multiple years?
Yeah, Maddie, that's I take notes. I've been known to be a note taker from time to time, and so I go back to my notes on previous meetings and what I've shared with the team and tried to figure out this year what's relevant, right? And not just give them a canned, hey, here's the first meeting all over again, because I would lose them pretty quickly with some of the guys that have been here for all of five, going on 5 years now. So, and also make it relevant to what's going on in our situation with the landscape of America today, and try and meet them where they are and where our team is and what we've got to do going forward. So it's always evolving. There are some things that players would tell you, I'm sure, that they hear at almost every meeting, but those are things we believe in, and so they're going to hear them quite a bit.
You and Brandon lived through a big step back in Carolina after going 15-1. Won 15 games last year. How's that kind of colored your mindset or your message to the team about, you know, how hard it is to win 15 games in a year?
Yeah, one of the hardest things to do is to sustain success. I've been around it. I've seen it. You see it not only from the teams that I've been a part of and I've learned from it, but other teams. That's the way the NFL is built, is for parity. And 1 year a team's up, next year they're down. So that's been a message since really a month after the season, after I gave the players some time just to not hear my voice, but the staff included. You've got to have enough self-awareness to manage yourself. And you know, if getting notice was the goal, then maybe we accomplished that. But if winning and the goals that we had set up, we know we didn't accomplish last year. And so this is a new season. This is a new team, as I've said countless times. And we've got to respect the process and remain humble and hungry, because if you don't, this league gets you and gets on you fast.
Sean, what do you need to see from Devin Singletary in his third year for him to turn the corner
in your mind? Yeah, I'm already seeing some of it, Joe, is the maturity, the attention to detail, the consistency. As we all know, Devin had a great first season last year. You know, there were some times I'm sure he would say that he would like back. So I'm seeing a young man now that has taken the off season and attacked it head on, and he's in a great spot physically, it looks like, at this point. And I'm anxious to see him out here. But what I saw towards the tail end of the spring I was impressed with all the areas that he was trying to be intentional about of working on his weaknesses. And I think that means that says a lot about the young man.
Sean, when it comes to the battle for the second corner between Dane and Levi, what are you going to be looking for? What are the things that are going to determine who's on the field week one?
Well, we're a long ways from that. I mean, it's short ways, but long ways. And so we just got to get out here today, and I'm looking forward to the competition. Both of those two players have put themselves in a position to battle for the spot. Obviously, Levi's done a tremendous job since he's been here, undrafted, right? So we love his story. And so we've got trust and belief in both of those players, and I'm anxious to see them battle it out here.
It's been different for the guys who are coming. Second-year players who had no real preseason last year to kind of go through a full offseason, a full preseason. Are you seeing more growth from those players than maybe you would normally in the normal year one to year two jump?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because if you look at it, the players that are really in year three now, I think this is probably the most normal offseason that they've had. You know, you come off that freshman year, rookie year, and you go home and it's a little bit different for the first time, and then you come back, and last year obviously was the COVID offseason. So this year I think was their first opportunity to shape an offseason and how it should look. And so we're constantly trying to educate them in that area, but also I've been pleased overall with the initiative they've taken this offseason, getting themselves in shape, making good decisions off the field, and so that's the first step.
Sean, we talk a lot about the continuity of players, but I don't believe any coach you have on staff came in from the outside, which is super rare. They're all returning coaches. They've been with you. How beneficial is it for you as the leader of the coaches, and everybody knows your message, everybody knows what the expectations are from that level?
Yeah, that helps, Sal, that with the coaching staff, the continuity helps. Because then they can take that message and take it into the position rooms, and it just bleeds throughout our entire organization and on all three phases of the ball, right? So same can be said with the players. You need that player-driven leadership in the locker room, guys that have been here that know what we're all about, and they can help educate some of the new players. And so that's the ripple effect that you want. Yeah, so small window, obviously, when he was here. He looks like he's in great shape. I know he's anxious to get back and be around the guys and obviously be around football again. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch because it's been some time since he's played. And so we're gonna manage that the best we can to help him so that he can become the best version of himself out here as quickly as possible. Yeah, well, I mean, it's a short answer for you because I'm getting ready to coach out here, and that's where my focus is, and that's where I expect Josh is to be. He's got people that work for him, and at the end of the day, I trust Josh, and he's a good person, and obviously he's off to a great start in his career. I think I know what he wants, and I trust Brandon as well. So the two parties, if you will, that are involved directly in those conversations, I have a tremendous amount of belief and confidence in. So that's why I say those things will work themselves out because of the people involved, and that's what it comes down to. So other than that, I'm going to focus on respectfully coaching the team.
Like the team as a whole, Josh has a huge act to follow after last season. Just obviously, I know he wasn't just on the beach all this break here. Just kind of what do you see from his talking to him on his mindset about trying to follow up?
Yeah, Josh embraces the growth mindset. He's got that in his DNA. And so, you know, now going into year four, right? So that's become a tendency, right? So like the scouting report is he works on his game. And so I'm not worried about that. I'm just more anxious to see how he even grew from a month ago when he was last on the field out here in front of us. So he's a tremendous leader in that way, and he leads by example as well as with his voice. And I'm anxious to see him out here with now Emmanuel and Cole and Stefan, and you know, with extended time together other than just a couple of days here and there. So that's we're looking to put some real work in. There's a lot of work to be done, right, between where we are and where we got to get to. And going back to the starting over conversation, that's what we all have to realize is we're not sitting here carrying 13 wins or whatever it was. Everyone's 0-0. We get that, and you got to respect that. And the amount of work that between where we are and what we're trying to get to, or where we need to get to by the time the Pittsburgh Steelers roll in here, is I could just tell a lot. So.
Two more questions for Sean, please.
What do you expect from Harrison this season?
To be him. I mean, that's what we talked about yesterday in our meetings. We have meetings with our players. And we made that very clear as to be him. I like how he's developed. I like how he's worked coming off the knee. The knee's not even, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it's in the past. He understands his role and how that role can expand based on his development. And I think the second year with Coach Washington has made him see that, right, and realize, hey, there's more to be had there in terms of his development on the field, and he respects that. Yeah, I'll start with our team, Joe. First, is what he provides our team is another veteran that's been around it, right? He's been and won a Super Bowl in his career, and so that brings something to our locker room. It brings something to our team, and then on the field with respect to the wide receiver position, I think he just gives Josh another option, right, of a guy that can get vertical, but it can also work the underneath and intermediate game as well. So. Time will tell, right? We're going to get a feel for him. He's going to get a better feel for us. And in particular, Josh and him being on the same page, that takes time, and that's some of the work that we've got to do here.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott and wrapping up his pre-camp press conference. We will take a short break. We'll check in with Sal quickly when we get back because he's got to head out to the practice field to watch the Bills practice, get their first practice of training camp, which is coming up at 10 o'clock. And the phone lines are open, too, if you have got anything you digested there from Sean McDermott or earlier from Brandon Bean? We got a few minutes here. We can take some calls as well. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, we have a few minutes here where we'll be rejoined by our Bills reporter, Mr. Sal Capaccio. He was down there for both the press conferences, and he's got to get out to practice, so we won't keep him very long. Sal, you and I talked about it earlier. I'm no surprise that for both Brandon Bean and for Sean McDermott, when it got to the Q&A portion, the first few questions were about COVID, Cole Beasley, and all that stuff. How do you think Bean and McDermott went about handling all of that with the media today?
It was about as I expected, and I thought they were fine on it. I mean, you're not going to they want to keep the focus on football as much as possible. I think Sean especially, specifically, kind of did that a little bit more with, hey, we're here, we're ready to, you know, go out here and play football. He talked a lot about respect and, you know, and yep. respecting everybody's choices. And, you know, I think that was a really big key. And that's his message. That's in the locker room. You know, this isn't, we all get in the locker room and fight over things. It's, hey, let's make sure that we all respect each other's opinions, whether you agree or disagree. But that is, goes back to what you and I talked about this morning, building a strong locker room in a culture of respect and trust, right? That's exactly what he's about. I thought it was interesting that, you know, Brandon Bean did reveal just over 80% of the players have had at least one shot. And as we know, it's not official yet from the league, but there could be an 85% threshold people have talked about. The Bills are inching towards that. So, yeah, I thought they were good on it, but they tried their best to keep the focus as much as they could on what's going on the football field.
Yeah, and I think that's, if you're McDermott, Sal, since, you know, he deals with the players more directly than Bean, if you're McDermott, that has to be your approach. And I think you're right. When he says, and he's asked a follow-up question, understand, respect, that's the message to keep this. I think that's his approach, to keep this from becoming a potentially divisive issue inside the room.
That's exactly right. And it seems like and appears that they don't feel it is because they do have strong leadership, strong communication, strong respect and trust for one another in the locker room, from coaches to players and players to players and all of that. So, yeah, he doesn't even want to go down that road in any way because I think he feels that, you know, we're out here to play football and I trust. That's the other part. It's not just the trust from player to player, player to coach. It's Sean McDermott trusts his players to focus on football.
Yeah.
Trusts his players to do their job. You know, and that came up with even talking about Josh.
Yes.
Or the contract extension, which is, hey, yeah, we know he's got all this on his plate, but when he comes on the football field, it's time to play football, and we expect him and trust him to do his job and focus on that.
Yeah, but and you know what? But that's a continuation of what McDermott talks about, Sal, whether it's, you know, kneeling or not kneeling for the anthem or COVID shot or no COVID shot or Josh Allen's contract or a rash of injuries, right? He's very much so making sure guys don't have anything that, you know, is a distraction that, okay, whatever the problem is or the issue is, you need to focus on what you're doing, you know, between the lines on the field, basically.
Of course. So I think that's going to be the messaging throughout,
yeah.
You know, as of 10 o'clock. Pretty much all that's done. I mean, they have things to work through, there's no doubt, okay?
Yeah.
We know that there are different sets of protocols here. But once 15 minutes from now rolls around, essentially, it's about football for 2021.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, Sal. We'll make this – I know you got to get going. That Bean had brought up the fact that – and I don't think any GM or coach would like different sets of rules for vaccinated and unvaccinated players. And I think it was Bean who said something – to the effect of, we're going to make sure that doesn't divide the team. We're going to work our way through that, and it ties into McDermott with the respect and everything else. Anything else you wanted to bring up from Bean or McDermott that grabbed you before we let you go watch practice?
No, not necessarily. I think, though, I want to add to your point, because I think it's a good point, that, you know, what kind of stuck out to me, just kind of generally speaking, is you're right, and Brandon Bean said, we have this rule here and this rule here. You know, there's two ways you can approach this, Howard, which is you can cry and kick and complain about it. Or you can say, this is what it is, and we're going to work through it, and we're going to still do our jobs. And the Bills have chosen the second approach. But isn't that what they always do? The Bills, this is not a regime. This is not a team that kicks and cries and complains and screams about everything. We've had regimes like that before in the past year in Buffalo. This is a regime that says, here's the rules. Whether we agree or disagree does not matter. So we're going to do everything we can to take advantage of and be the best we can be according to these rules.
Yep. All right, enjoy practice.
Okay, we'll check in later today and have a lot of coverage for you.
Thank you, Sal. Sal down in Orchard Park because the Bills will be practicing in about 15 minutes. If you missed, we got to get a break. We'll come up and wrap up the show in a moment. If you missed the interviews with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, we carried them both live here, but we understand that, you know, you have lives. They are up already or will be? Brayton, up already? Both? Okay. Thumbs up from Brayton. So both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott are available.
I don't mess around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got nothing. I'm supposed to come up with some wisecrack for you, but I got nothing. Anyway, they're both available right now to listen to in on-demand audio. You can hear what the GM and the head coach had to say. We'll get you caught up on the latest on the Bills and hockey. Don't forget, today's a big day. The Bills are practicing, and now the free agency signing period around the NHL starts at noon. An update on Eichel, although that's not really a free agency story. McCabe, Ullmark, I think that's everything. We'll get you caught up on all that stuff as well. Instigators coming up at 10 on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, we got a good almost 3 minutes here, so we can go at a leisurely pace. Since we did a lot of football, again, Bean McDermott, on-demand audio, WGR550.com, and it is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Hockey happenings. Let's see, where do we want to start? Pierre LeBrun tweeted out earlier today, Brayton, I don't have it in front of me, so correct me if I'm missing anything. Multiple teams still interested in Jack Eichel. The Sabres have not zeroed in on one particular team and not freaking out if they can't get anything done today as far as a trade,
yeah,
that right?
Sounds about right. It's status quo.
Okay.
It's so everything that you've heard about Jack Eichel for probably at least the last 3 weeks, at least, where, oh, hey, talks are serious. Oh, is there a particular team? No, there's
no,
a few
not
teams.
Really.
Oh, you know, how quick is it going to be? Well, it could happen today. It could happen in the next few minutes, or it could happen next month.
Right.
Or next year.
It can't happen today because then Jeremy gets credit for big things happen when he's not working. So it has to wait. All right, so that's Eichel. Free agency signing period starts today at noon.
2 minute warning.
Thanks, Murph. According to David Pagnotta of thefourthperiod.com, Jake McCabe will sign with Chicago. The Blackhawks' interesting offseason continues. There's a report in a paper in Massachusetts, Worcester, right? Worcester Telegram reported that the Bruins would be going after Linus Ullmark. Michael Russo from the Athletic, who covers the Wild for the Athletic, tweeted out, Flyers and Sabres, among others, targeting hard-nosed defenseman Nick Seeler after he took last season off, likely a two-way deal as he works his way back. Seeler, big hard-nosed defenseman, between that and the story that supposedly the Sabres are asking for Nick Hague in a potential Vegas deal, sure seems like we're seeing a theme. Risto gone, Borgen gone, McCabe likely gone, that the Sabres are trying to replace a physical element on the blue line
last
in some way,
play in the show.
Place, shape, or form. Oh, yeah, another one other thing, Vegas. The whole thing about maybe Vegas trades Marc-Andre Fleury to open up cap space to get Eichel. Yes, maybe. They did re-sign Alec Martinez to a 3-year extension. That eats up some of the cap space that was created by Marc-Andre Fleury being traded. But if they can still get Eichel, they would have to have another contract. The Sabres would take a contract off their roster, maybe two. They must create more cap space if indeed Vegas is trying to trade for Jack Eichel right now, because I believe they're under $10 million in cap space with the Martinez extension factored in. Okay, I think that takes care of everything. We'll step aside. Instigators will get you ready for the opening of the free agency signing period, and we're back tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a marvelous afternoon.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.